This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond. Now joining me down the line is Clive Lambert from Future Tax. Clive, good to have you with us today.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So what are you seeing happening in the markets today?
I thought I'd concentrate on the currency markets today and just have a look at a few of the charts that are knocking around in things that are topical and interesting. I think with the Italian referendum at the weekend, we've obviously got there's a strong focus on the euro. So, you know, euro, US dollar is an obvious place to start.
Absolutely.
And the chart I've sent to you guys for us to discuss is the weekly chart, because what we actually saw last week was a hold, a really important support level at 105.24, which was a low that dated back to the end of last year, in fact. And we posted something called a doji on the candlestick chart, which is a small candlestick with not much real body that sort of says that we've the balance between buyers and sellers was fairly even last week, and we sort of we stopped the rot on the recent sell-off. And you know, when you see those kind of candlesticks at key support levels like this, and actually, you know, on the chart you can see even back to early 2015 we'd also found support there. That was 104.62 was the low back at that time. So we are seeing a steadying of the ship at some really important support levels, but obviously with the Italian referendum result looming, I don't think we're going to get any resolution this week.
No. Well, if a no vote is passed, then what do you think will happen to the currency? It will go down, I imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And so the importance of these levels will come back to the fore, you know. If we can see a move above 107.24, then I could see a relief up to 108 and then 109.40, which is the next couple of upside targets. But, you know, we really are on some key support right now.
Yeah. Let's look at the next chart.
Yeah, well, a market that knows all about support levels, because it's been breaking them all year for fun, is cable, obviously. But we have seen a bit of a steadying of the ship in that one. And, you know, after that that spike lower that we had back in October, which was all done on the Asian session, things have steadied above 121. And then we broke above 123.25 around there, and since then we're steadying above there. And I've been saying this for a while, and I said it on the show last week, I think we can go to 128.30, 128.40. We did top out a couple of weeks ago at 126.74, so that's in the way of that at the moment. And at the moment we're having some trouble with 125.44, but there's signs of life and signs of a recovery happening with that particular one.
That's what we want to hear. Okay, so next slide, we've got the Japanese yen.
Yeah, well, obviously the big story in currency of late has been the US dollar and the strength in that. And this has been one of those currencies that's particularly this particular pair has kind of led the way on that one. We've seen quite a significant move higher. Actually, in recent days, what we've seen in this on Friday, what was that? I think it was on Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Where are we now? Yeah, we are on Wednesday, aren't we? Thursday, Friday and Monday actually combined to form something called an evening star, which is a candlestick formation, quite a significant reversal. Yesterday we saw gains, but they were sold into. That left something called a shooting star. So it's there's a few, you know, a few stars knocking around which say to us that maybe it's time for a correction in this one. We're not really seeing that happening right now as we speak, and so we're not getting the confirmation we'd like for those reversal candles. What we would need is a break of 111.45 to suggest we could go back to 109.05. But in the meantime, it looks like the bulls are still continuing to stay in the driving seat in that particular one. And if we move above 113.03 and 113.90, my next target's 115.60, as we as those reversal candles are negated or proved wrong, and we just continue with this upward move.
Fantastic. Clive, thank you so much. Clive Lambert there from Future Tax.